anniversary of the Sandnat Group, and John is one of, well, he's the only founding member, I guess, that still lives here. And so we're going to have John speak a little bit. I personally have been here about 6 years, and John was there, and Carol was there. Carol moved.
Yep.
And it's just an interesting little group, nice, friendly people, and I just want to give John a few minutes to give us a little history of it. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, okay, John, alcoholic.
Hey, John.
The Sandnats, really, what happened was is I ended up getting sober, ended up in the funny farm, so I'll leave it at that, and got sober at St. Benny's. But when I got out of there, in English, they didn't have a meeting. They used to have one down the Coast Guard station, and I started going there, but the only thing they talked about was their wives and politics. So I quit going there and just quit. So then years later, going down south, and a lot of the people said, well, we need a meeting in English, you know. So I went to checking, and the meetings that were there were gone, and there was no meetings in English at all. And there was one at the Chamber of Commerce, it went down, and then the other one at the Coast Guard station went down. And Carol, this other lady, some of y'all knew her, and she said, well, you know, we ought to start a meeting here. So, and I went and I hit all the different churches trying to get a place to have a meeting, and nobody basically would have us. You know, they said, no, we're busy, we got this going on and all the other things. So then I thought, what the hell, you know, I'll go before the town commission. So here I am, the ones that didn't know I was a drunk found out quick, because I had to go before the town commission with half the town sitting there and tell them who I was, what I was, and could we please, you know, have the community center for the meeting. And I'd already felt out two of the commissioners and that I knew were for it. One of them had a problem in his earlier life, so me and him shared a lot, and then another one was just a good friend. But the thing is, I went to this meeting, and I get up there at the little, you know, the podium, whatever you want to call it, and I'm giving them the spiel. And Rick, a friend of mine, he went there too, just in case I needed backup, but I didn't. But the funny part was, is there was this one little old lady in there, and she raises her hand when they have input for the audience. And she says, those people usually meet in churches and stuff like that, you know? And I just broke out laughing. I'm sorry, I thought, you old bitch, excuse my French. But that was my thought, you know? Anyways, her husband was one of the commissioners, and unanimously, they went ahead and said, okay, we can have the meeting there. And, well, ever since then, it's been going fine. That's not a real exciting history, but that is the history of it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's been, what, 8 years now?
9 years.
9 years, okay. But so far, so good. That's all I can say. That's the end of the story, guys.
Thank you, John.